When he clears his throat, I realize I've been staring, and based on the dryness in my mouth, it was open far enough to catch flies. Sorry. I hold out the equipment, my heartbeat refusing to calm. He gives me an amenable smile, and my gaze snags there.
You're staring at my mouth.
How are we playing this, Elle? Coy or straightforward? It's a nice mouth, I say. Straightforward it is. This surprises him, if the laugh that splits his lips is any indication.
You have a nice mouth, too,
he says. The same way he said, you make me want to make mistakes. His eyes flash bright blue, the hottest flame in the fire. Adam must be made of lightning, because the air between us turns staticky, electrified. If I touched the doorknob, I'd get shocked. The hairs on my arms are standing up.
Goosebumps,
he murmurs, running a lone fingertip down my betraying forearm. I try to keep my wits about me. Home security turns me on. And watching you install it makes me so hot I can hardly hold myself up.
You, he murmurs, are a terrible liar.
My wits have fled. The bastards. His fingertips trail my arm across my collarbones. I'm shaking. When they drag across my lips, I part them. He touches the tip of my tongue.
If I kissed you right now.
His eyes are dark, the way they are first thing in the morning and whenever I catch him looking at me.
Wouldn't you let me? Would you want that?
The noise I make is feral. I moan like he's already doing it. Only if you don't apologize after.
I won't,
he whispers, his hand curving along my cheek. A promise and a threat. My response gets trapped between us, suspended and half given as he takes my mouth with his. That first kiss was fake. Terribly, undeniably fake. Fake enough for my brain to get busy rewriting it as something other than a kiss. That was a whisper, a slight breeze, a drop in the bucket, in the fucking ocean. This kiss is a precipice. The knife's edge between deliciously tipsy and devastatingly drunk. The best decision and the worst. Adam kisses like he looks, hard around the edges, but soft somewhere just below the surface. His hands clutch my face, wrap around the back of my head to hold me still.
Right here,
he sang silently.
You belong right here in my arms with your mouth on me and my mouth on you. Got it?
I do not got it. If this is how he's proving his point, it will take me a long damn time to get it.